The state DOT helps pay for Hiawatha Amtrak service between Milwaukee and Chicago. Ridership on the line is on its way up. But the only U.S. manufacturer of train passenger cars says it has a vehicle that would be perfect for the service's more lightly traveled middle-of-the-day runs. That's the diesel engine underneath the Colorado rail car, which combines railroad engine and passenger car in the same vehicle. Colorado rail car carried two cars of state officials, business leaders, and mass transit advocates on a test ride from Milwaukee to Sturtevant and back. Railcar Marketing Vice President Tom Janicki says the train set gets 200% better fuel mileage than a standard locomotive.
It's a lighter car, less horsepower, and it has a electronically controlled two big bus engines underneath it.
Janicki says the rail car already complies with the EPA's upcoming limits on diesel emissions. He contends putting passengers so close to the front of a train would still be safe because the structure of the train car meets new federal safety standards. The cost of a Colorado rail car is $3 million, which the company says is less expensive than buying a new engine plus coach car. State Transportation Secretary Frank Buzalaki says he liked the ride, but he's waiting to see what sort of cost share is available.
Well, I think we need to hear that the federal government is going to fully fund Amtrak. That's going to be critical, because if that happens, then Amtrak will be able to get into and hopefully putting orders in for these, and then they'll talk to states like ours.
Colorado Railcar is testing its vehicle in Florida next spring. Any use in Wisconsin is at least a couple years away. Environmental groups are urging the state to strongly consider the cleaner, greener diesel passenger rail car. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.